This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Actually, I'm going to go off with, yeehaw! What's up, y'all?
Ooh, pulled the curveball there. Yeah.
And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mind of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, as always, is Migo.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Twin Cities, double up. What's up?
And we are joined with one of our new favorite guests, who was just on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Super popular.
Let's see if Migo remembers his name.
Alexander Gerald.
Oh, good job. He got it.
No good jobs. It's just good. Got it all.
Hey, you did great.
Hold on. Yeah.
No right to wrong.
Let me cook real quick. Hit it. I am not on the show. However, tomorrow night, there are three men that are standing in my way, and I swear to God, if they do not come with a 9mm handgun to stop me, they are not doing shit.
Alexander, I do not. I don't believe it.
I hope he's talking about wrestling and he's not holding some guy's kid ransom, right?
He did sound
like we're just playing it off like it's cute and funny, but really, like, he's serious. He's about to
as
fucking
a wrestler,
kill a child.
You didn't sound too serious.
Yeah. I'm a sick motherfucker. Well,
I don't know what's real with you. Yeah.
I would snatch your throat out.
Do you have any fake blood on you right now?
No, I don't.
I think you got to start carrying it everywhere you go, just for fun.
What's that? What did you say to Cole? You was going to snatch his throat out and staple it to the wall?
I said I was going to rip his throat out and staple it to the wall.
Not snatch it.
I know. Yeah. And I apologize for it. Cole, I'm still sorry. We want you back.
No, you must still got his throat. He ain't fucking with you.
I know.
Hey, Cole, please come back.
See, who is the young lady?
Even Gerald wants to come on. Yeah, we haven't even introduced our fourth guest. Sorry.
This is my fiance and the one that I claim. All day long.
I believe
up and down,
that.
Left and right.
Hey, I believe that right there. Yeah, I believe that.
No, but this is my fiance, girlfriend, wife, whatever you want to call her, Emily.
Oh, you actually claim me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Fucker.
Okay. Hey. It's not that type of show. We ain't trying to cause no conflict.
Hey,
none
whoa,
of
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna need y'all to slap fives, high fives to each other. Boom.
That's how they say I love you. Until you're married, right, guys? Right.
TBD.
You didn't know you're on a Christian show, did you? Yeah.
tell that? Boom, bullshit. I know.
Either did this guy. Are you wearing a Satan shirt again?
Sure.
Oh, you got so, yeah, there you go. See? Is the Satan thing on it?
Hey, and it's Carol. Right. Alexander, I mean, this dude here always telling and busting out shit, dude. If you listen to the show last week, this man told all my business to the whole world.
The ironic part is you're tattling on me now for tattling.
Like tattling.
So you look like the idiot.
Oh, that's
not
okay.
Me.
That's okay. You know what my uncle always told me? Don't listen to the person that's telling you something. But you have no choice.
And where's your uncle today?
Huh?
Where's your uncle today?
I put his ass on a boat.
I'm just going to say, if you're going to bust out some random person who's giving you some quote or some advice, I want to know their history and where they're at. I hate when people do that. Like, my uncle said that. Oh, where's your uncle? He's a fucking pedophile doing 35 years. Well, I don't really care about his advice,
wow.
Then, right?
Is that where you're going to go with it, with my uncle?
I'm just using an example.
Hey, Nico. Alexander, let's switch. Let's switch spots, yeah.
Are we switching spots?
Yeah. Get that guy over there.
This is a coal mine first. Yeah. We're doing a spot switch.
Yeah, we're switching spots.
Miko, you're the last cast member who's stuck with me. Don't leave now.
No, I'm staying here. I just want you to switch spots.
I'd still be sitting next to my woman, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not the issue. I guess the issue is that I'm just bothering him.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you doing over here, Trent?
You're pointing fingers. You're pointing fingers.
I am pointing fingers. I'm sorry.
You stealing
Dallas? I told you suckers would attract
Dallas.
People. Why'd I look at you like I had this argument with you? Sorry. No, I had this argument. I don't think I had this argument with anyone here. I don't know if I had this argument.
Are you just like remembering shit? That
weird
didn't
shit.
Happen?
Oh, shit. Here
sometimes.
We go.
Are we in a parallel universe? Then?
I don't know. I kind of sometimes live alone now, so I think I do just imagine stuff.
I mean,
talk to myself, too. You ever done that? Like, living by yourself?
You're not supposed to do that.
Why? Mm. Have you ever lived alone, like, for a long period of time?
Yeah.
Like, really alone?
Yeah.
He's only been there for 2 months.
No, I mean, it's been a month that I didn't even spend most of the time there. People were with me.
But, you know,
I stayed at my parents because I got so lonely.
Hey, Gerald, what's her name?
Emily.
Emily.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is it like
curse name?
L-E or spelled?
How do you spell it?
E-M-I-L-Y.
Oh.
I thought it was just three letters. M-L-E.
But I mean, it could be if you wanted to, like, splice it up.
No, I had a friend named Emily.
Did they spell it M-L-E?
No. Oh. I used to just text her that shit because I can't.
Saves time.
Yeah. No, it's smart. Head, like,
it saves time. It's one less, two less letters.
But anyway, hi. I like your blue hair.
Thank you.
Yep, cool blue hair. Nice tats.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to ask you, do you like wrestling?
I have since I was a kid, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay, so have you guys been together since before he was wrestler or after?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I mean, we could sit here and talk up and down all day long about that.
Y'all both kicking each other's ass.
Exactly.
Get it?
Consensually.
I get it.
Oh, we finally got someone entering the ring.
All right, we have Brian Sager entering the ring to kick off the show, by the way. Fuck yeah.
I wish my fucking microphone was that loud.
We can make it happen.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn them shits up. Turn them shits up. No, I'm just joking. Turn them shits up. Carter, look at your big brother. Look at your big brother. Right,
that's amazing.
I'm
going
to be very honest with every single one of you.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to record. All right, look at the match at the start. So I forgot to push record on that. Let's see how long it goes before it shuts off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I keep saying that.
Yeah.
For doing commentary.
Just so far.
I know. I know. What can you do? What can you do? Unless someone wants to stand here and film us, or if someone wants to get closer and film, I'm powerless. Unless we can get Dallas to go right up into the ring and take some pictures.
Yeah, Dallas put a security shirt on.
Oh, we got a cheering.
There go y'all.
Oh, we got him back on the podcast. What's his real name? Big Red.
That's Cameron.
Cameron, I liked him. He didn't say much.
That's a kid.
Also, by the way, this opening contest should be very, very interesting here.
Who do we got?
This young man coming out right now. Is very new.
Very new.
And I have,
he jumped on into tag team with someone here a couple
of times.
He's
like one of my favorite. Yeah. He's like one of my favorite awesome guys right here.
You think so?
See what you did there. You flipped it.
You flipped it.
Yeah.
You flipped it.
You know what though? I got a score to settle with this little motherfucker right here.
Guys.
Tell me why. What did he do? Did he steal your flair?
Who?
Oh, he cost me the world title.
What? What happened?
Oh,
tell us.
That dude or the dude with the blue?
Oh, he ran in with his partner.
Bill
Shay
like, Diesel, shit I watch on TV.
And cost me the Ironheart world title, so I have a vested interest in this match and watching his opponents do malicious things. Let's see how he holds up against his opponent.
Yikes.
So what you're going to do is you're going to make him re-dye his hair because we can't have the same hair color.
What was that?
You're going to make him dye his hair because we can't have the same hair color.
Why don't you dye yours?
He had it pink before.
Yeah.
See, I can see why you go and do stuff. I'm telling, look at her and say, won't you dye yours? Like,
what? I'm thinking of a solution.
The mental health gods have not yet demanded a sacrifice.
Whoa.
Hey! You heard that,
like
Rock?
Where you're going with that.
Yeah. Rock, did you hear that?
Mental health gods demanding sacrifice? Yeah.
Yeah. Africa!
My man, Alex.
Did you say Africa?
Or was that Jamaica?
This is also why I said I have a vested interest in this, because I feel like Alex Kane is just going to rip this kid apart.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Jamaica! Jamaica, man. You want to rock for me? I am the best, roughest, toughest.
Yeah, we should actually be commentating on what these people look like, because nobody's going to know what's going on. I just realized we're a podcast, and we're not doing any video for us. You guys say,
human beings. All what? The humans.
I didn't understand a word of what he said. What did he say?
I have no idea.
Nobody
Brooklyn is for Brooklyn the people. Is for the,
said, Brooklyn's for
I it? Thought he said Brooklyn.
No, Boumaye.
Boumaye?
Yes, sir.
I don't think he said Boumaye either. It says it on his shirt, but. Yeah.
Boumaye, like Ali Boumaye?
I like
Ali Boumaye.
It's not quiet it's getting for this match.
Alex it's like Kane the is, for Alex Kane is a really big independent wrestler.
Yeah.
He is signed to MLW.
Sweet.
And is probably one
Do you
of
think
the,
you could take him? You want to call him out right now?
I would if I could, but that man scares the shit out of me.
Really? Why?
Look at him.
So?
I think I'd
be,
scared.
Scared of anyone.
I'd be more scared of the dude just drop down on his knees like that.
Why? Because of his proclivities? we're having fun.
We never interviewed that guy.
All right, we got a headlock
Sometimes,
here.
I forget to.
We got a headlock going on here. Let's send him into the ropes. Wow, and he took him down.
What's a move that an opponent can do to you that you're just like, damn it, I hate this?
Nuts in the face.
Yeah,
got
like
that. I mean,
sometimes it depends on what that is.
Oh, depends on what that is. Okay, now. Don't but, don't turn it to my up. Favorite awesome guy.
I gotta say, this is gonna. That just looked unpleasant. What you scared
you,
of this man.
Do you know the name of all these moves?
That's a clothesline right there.
Or a lariat.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you impressed I knew that?
Goes under, hooks up, big vertical flex with
good.
A delay.
Ooh. Do you I like have to put your legs up good. Like that?
What's that?
Do you have to put your keep your legs up?
I think it looks cool, don't you?
No.
They should be kicking.
It doesn't
like,
look
they should,
real.
Oh, they should be kicking like a Mario when Luigi's in the air. What do you think about that? If they're kicking when they're up in the air. Yeah. You should try that move. When someone puts you up, just like kick like really fast.
Like you're scared.
Yeah.
Like, damn, this shit finna hurt.
Yeah. If I was throwing someone upside down there kicking, I'd be freaked out.
At that point, I'd just drop them on their head.
See?
See there?
It's a good way to get out of it.
Yep.
Start flailing like a child. Oh,
I wonder if he's coming over to get an interview, guys. Shh.
Quick,
look get him.
Look at everybody.
Hold the mic up.
He's gonna. He Dang is it. Measuring his man. Oh!
I thought Alex Kane was coming over for an interview. He was getting really close to the
him?
Table.
Oh. What are you
doing? No, he's just elbowing. Probably because he's mad because he's not doing an interview with us.
Dang! I thought I was short.
Which guy's short?
Look! I thought I was short.
Ladies and gentlemen, a short person just walked in.
I feel like Shaq.
There's two tall people at this table and two short people at this table.
Yeah.
Who are the short ones?
You and me. Okay.
Oh, man.
She's taller than me.
Am I?
Yeah, you about 5'5".
5'6"?
Yeah. I ain't going to tell you what I
am. What are you, like 5'3"?
5'4". Wow, I don't know. I'm 5'5".
Yeah, and Miko's not afraid of anyone. Look at you. You're a giant. Are you afraid to fight this guy?
You know what?
Shut up, Donovan.
Whoa.
No.
You call him by his full name.
No man shall fear no man.
It's like when your mom gets mad at you, huh? Is that what you guys wrestlers do? You use your real names when you're mad at each other?
I mean, government?
Get over here, Tyler.
I have more experience in this business than this young man, and he decides to cost me the title. I can call him by his full government name.
Ooh.
I'm his dad.
Yikes.
That'll piss him off if you actually do that, huh? Instead of his character name?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter does it to you all the time.
Yeah, she does.
What does she call you? Gerald?
Yeah.
Yep.
What, do you want people to call you Icarus? I don't know how to do it. That's a really good question for all wrestlers. Like, what do you want me to call you?
You know what? I prefer Icarus, but if you want to call me Gerald.
I do too. Icarus is a sweet name.
Why would you prefer Icarus? That is a made up guy. What if he just like.
So?
And it sticks and it sticks and it sticks. And you go call him one day, hey, Gerald. And he just don't. He ain't answered to none of that shit.
I think the thing with me is like with the working name. Like, I've had to get used to it for, like, the last 2 to 3 years. And, like, some people do call me Icarus. Some people just call me Gerald.
Like, outside of the ring? Like, yeah. They see
some people do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, it's personal preference. I don't care. Like, it's my identity as well as a wrestler, but also as a person. Because I just, like, that character has become a part of Gerald, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you were to call me Icarus, you might as well call me Gerald, you know.
So Icarus.
Yeah, let's
Icarus
talk about that. Hold on. I know you like Icarus, the story, but you know how it ends, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
How does it end? Tell us!
I think I've been there. Get too close to the sun, I burn and die.
And you die.
Oh, no.
So you identify with that?
So,
a little emo?
So
don't go wrestling outside.
We're all a little emo.
Don't go wrestling outside.
Can you see us? Just I know.
I'm just going to say, let's see.
That's cool.
Red black fits, Doc Martens.
And then look at
Doc Martens. Oh, my goodness.
What's
Apple?
What's
the hell did you get those? 95?
What's up with the apple right here? Is that a candy apple?
It's the poison apple from Snow White.
Okay.
Ooh. You guys are troublemakers.
Trouble.
Doc Martens and a tattoo like that? Well, I'd be following you in a store.
What?
Do tell.
Up
the hell?
Hey,
that is the
picture.
Most prejudiced shit I've ever heard in my life.
You're obviously going to steal, you little hoodlum.
That was the most prejudiced shit I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, conveniently enough, though, I did work armed security.
You're good. And they're cut out for show business. The other two, you're garbage. Just kidding.
I mean, I suck at life, so what's new?
You know what I always say when people say that?
That's an awesome life.
It's like the one thing you don't suck at.
That's an awesome
life. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say that's an awesome life.
You probably suck at everything else. But life, you're alive.
What an asshole. Like, how do you, Billy, how can you take that what he just said? You suck at everything else.
No, I wasn't saying directly to you. I was saying you, that was the second person. Oh. Where it's like universal.
Oh. Right, okay.
I'm saying like you as in like, oh.
Us.
Yeah.
It's people. Also not an inaccurate statement, though.
Thank you. Why do you think you suck at life? Look at this cold drink of water you landed. It's a big victory.
I pulled him.
Alex. I know, exactly. So you can't be that bad.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Did you have to trick him?
Hey. Did I trick you?
Who tricked you? Somebody Alex. Tricked you? Is that how dating goes?
I think it is.
You wait for every October 31st? Who won, y'all?
Alex Kane won.
Obviously, Alex Kane.
Yeah, we should have bet. I was going to go with
him. Was that satisfying for you to see?
I was going
to
go with the.
Oh, yeah. Look at him.
Jamaican dude.
Look at all right, him. Hold on.
Look at him.
He got blonde hair now.
Look at him.
He got blonde hair now.
Look at him.
I like
kids got fired.
His shirt caught my eye. And it's sparkly. Can you?
Rosemont, what do you think of your opening contest there?
Yeah! The Twins played today?
I don't know. Is it on up there?
Concession stand. Looks like the pizza's good.
It's really not.
Yeah, so who did the first fight go to? What was his name? I want to say Bob Kane, but that's Batman. What was his name? Bob, not Bob Kane. Peter Kane?
Bob Marley.
That sounds worse. What was his name? I don't know. You're supposed to be paying attention.
Go Pound.
Hey, he's the one that's the worker.
Oh, I guess you can hear me right.
Kane's first name?
What's that?
What's Kane's first name?
Alex.
Alex
Kane.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This next match also.
Yeah, that boost coming.
Gonna
you got
be worse
here. Oh my gosh, it's Spartan. This is new.
Sitting on native style.
Chill, you're going for it. Would you ever be allowed to wear that helmet in the ring? Icarus, would he ever be allowed to wear that helmet in the ring? Would he get in trouble?
coming to us.
I mean, in a no DQ.
What if someone threw it to him and he used it to protect himself and someone was jumping on him? You think that would work?
Valid.
Look at that hair.
Uh-oh, he's a Roman.
What can you tell us about this
Roman?
Guy?
He's a Spartan.
He's a Spartan. He's a Spartan.
He's a Spartan. Pure evil.
He's a Spartan that's going to get his really ass good guys. Tomorrow.
Hey, the good guys?
Yeah.
Anybody that slaughtered each other in a battle.
Haven't you ever seen 300?
They slaughtered each other, right?
They were defending all of Sparta.
Oh,
hey, yo, hold on.
And democracy.
All I paid attention to was the killing and the
I know you did. But that's a lot of the movie. That's a good movie.
How could you know I did? Why would you know I did?
Because you giggled at me when, hey, 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 hey.
Look at this.
Rico, I think I need to turn your mic off.
Yeah, you did it on purpose, so I ain't worried about it.
No, I did.
You're not worried about it. He just spit on that whole crowd.
Who's he fighting? Oh, this is the guy from Alaska. He's sweet.
That guy?
Yeah. Have you ever wrestled this guy? Iceberg?
No.
He's awesome.
Rampage had a banger with him last summer.
Yep.
It's the hair for me.
It's the eyes, man. Look at that guy.
You like his hair?
It's the hair for me.
No. Is it sexy or no?
I mean, I know that he's gonna get mad if I say this, but you?
I don't give a shit.
I am.
What? I'm with you. I said he's a very attractive man.
Right.
His eyes are incredible. They melt my soul.
Wow. How did the hell you see that?
I've seen him before.
Oh.
And he was going to the bathroom right before us.
I love contact and talking to people like that.
Hold up. Rewind.
Yeah.
What? You were in the bathroom with him?
Well,
try to get with him.
Not me. Grandma, do not look at me like that. And she's talking to Brock.
I didn't even need you to go to the bathroom. That was the weird part.
Wow, so you followed him. You followed him to the bathroom.
I was filling up my water bottle, and he was there, so I made small talk.
Did you hold it for him, too?
Nope. He made small talk.
You can make small talk without grabbing a guy's dick. Said, might shock
looked,
you, Emily.
He looked over and said, small talk, huh? Why, you pissing?
There's probably nothing small about it.
I mean...
Iceberg, you think he's got a massive unit? Wow. Is that what you're talking about?
Wow, I quit the show.
Iceberg. Why?
Is that where the name came from?
Is that why he's called the iceberg?
Look at the man.
And that's just the stuff above the surface. Isn't there a lot more below with
what
an iceberg?
What, he just asked him if he had a massive unit. Whatever that means.
What do you think?
A massive unit. What does that mean?
Penis.
Can I also just say, I am scouting this match 100% for tomorrow.
At first, you know
who
what? Last week, when it was just us three, you didn't say anything gay. But now you got a woman on the show. Now you want to talk gay stuff.
No, but usually, like when guys go away in the woods together, they talk really gay. That's something I've noticed.
I'll find the sugar in the tank.
What the hell does that mean?
She didn't put some sugar in somebody. She didn't put sugar in somebody's tank.
Not in that sense. I mean, if you got some sugar in your tank, like a little bit of sweetness.
Oh, I thought you were talking like vandalism.
I thought you were talking about fucking up my car, yeah.
I mean, I can do that, too.
I thought you were talking about vandalism.
I thought she was talking about putting a candy bar
in somebody's gas tank. That's what I thought.
I did, too. You little hoodlum.
I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. You're
somewhat of a criminal. You're a criminal over there.
I'm a criminal that hasn't been caught.
What's the worst crime you've ever done? Don't worry. We're immune from everything on this podcast.
Everybody's going to answer that, too.
We are not disclosing that.
I'll answer.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
I got something always stupid to say.
Yeah.
But take it out you want to. This one time I got caught soliciting.
Soliciting?
Yeah.
Soliciting what?
Huh?
Prostitution?
Yeah.
What?
I cut fast up. She had no teeth. Cut fast enough. No teeth.
Wait.
Yeah.
All right.
She's still on the same corner. I was like 12.
What?
Yep. I'm like 12. Yep. Oh. It was like the most disgusting.
You know, we do have a lot of immunity, but now I wish we didn't. I wish we couldn't say stuff like that on the show.
Say what?
Oh, that was intense.
Oh, prostitution?
I didn't think we'd go that. Well, top that, Emily.
What a TOP word. Like top that.
Yo,
why
wife is named Emily too, huh?
Know,
yeah. Now I see why. Now I see how you just said that. Like, yeah.
Yep.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Yeah, you're an asshole. You, yeah. You, it was like you were like ha ha, like it was like your wife, like Emily. Ha ha. Top that, Emily.
Personal shots. Ooh. Damn.
Yeah.
We're shooting, guys. We're shooting.
Oh. Well. No hose. This is no hose bar. We had the right spot.
I'm trying to think. Like, you got busted for solicitation. I didn't get busted, but I probably could have ended up on some kind of something list for sex in public.
What? Oh, gosh, people. I didn't. All right. We're going here. All right. Well,
you know what? The advice I got from someone last week
was clean up the podcast.
and you wanted her on.
Clean up the podcast.
Yeah.
Fuckers off. What do you mean clean up the podcast?
No, make it family friendly. You know, I was just kidding. We're not gonna. It doesn't work that way.
Calvin's like, wow. Come on,
you're supposed to say whatever you want.
This
and that's what he did.
Stupid.
All right, Icarus.
I have no.
Come on. You gotta do something bad. What horrible sex act did you ever get caught doing?
No, he has to tell his own story. He got some devil's her story.
I'm focused on this moron.
What's the worst crime you done?
Probably all the taxes, driving drunks and
something
stuff.
On your taxes.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about that.
No.
No.
One time though. No. One time when I
at Bandcamp?
when I parted ways with Subway. No, but I parted ways with Subway and I was like so mad at them. And I was like an adult and I was only working there because I was like bottom of the barrel, living in my parents' basement, just a pile of crap. So you think you sucked that life pretty bad back then? But anyways, we had a bad parting ways at Subway because I got a different job and I was like, screw you, I'm not coming back. My boss was like 21 and he made some stupid comment that I had to come pick up my tax form and I didn't. And because I didn't file it.
That was a stupid comment?
No, I had to pay
something you were supposed to do?
I know, and I didn't do it. But guess what? I had to pay $900 like 3 years later because I never filed anything on that. So I think they had the last laugh.
He did that shit on purpose because he could have said it.
That's like the closest I've ever done something bad on my taxes.
Oh.
I know.
So tax fraud.
I got caught. I mean, it wasn't very good. Well, that's what he assumed I did. I said it was all like the reckless drunk driving stuff when I was
back in the day. That's what you should have said.
Well, that's what I said, but then I changed the other one.
I mean, being in Minnesota, I don't know about y'all, but the amount of times I've woken up drunk in a cornfield.
Oh, wow, in a cornfield?
In a fucking cornfield.
So you got drunk in a cornfield. So that's why you were in the cornfield.
That's not where I started.
So you got what I was saying, right?
Yeah.
So
I did not start out in the cornfield. No, I was.
You didn't think about going mudding or nothing?
I mean, I love mudding, but it's not a great idea when you're shit-faced at like 15.
That should be on a t-shirt.
You grew up in Minnesota?
Unfortunately.
What do you got against Minnesota? Minnesota's great.
I mean, I was born here. I was raised here. I bought a house here. I had a kid here, and now I'm stuck here.
Oh, that was like sadly poetic.
You make it. Yeah. You make it sad and suck.
I know. It does. Why does it suck here?
It's only one kid. You know.
Have you ever been to the Como Zoo?
Nobody want to go to Como Zoo.
Como Zoo rules.
That is the worst fucking zoo to ever go.
No, it's not. The worst you've ever gone to.
You don't fuck with Sparky.
I ain't never been to Como Zoo.
The seal's still there. The seal show sucks.
Every time my kids want to go, I'll be like, nah, I ain't going there. But when they want to go to the Minnesota Zoo, I'm like first in line. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah, I'd agree. Minnesota Zoo rules. Yeah. Oof. That sounded painful, didn't it, people?
Ow.
Jesus has to put this man away.
I want to hear more reasons why you hate Minnesota.
Seasonal affective disorder?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's whatever.
They can take 2 months off of winter.
They could, I guess.
Yeah, because you ever heard of harp?
Yeah.
Harp is real. You know what harp is?
What?
Harp.
Harp?
Harp.
Harp.
Harp. Harp.
Yeah, harp.
You know what it is?
No.
No? It's like control, weather control.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Now you know what it is? So once I say weather control, it's bad.
I can't say anything right with this guy today.
Not today. Not today.
I know. What is going on?
It's because I'm here.
No.
What'd you do?
No.
No, we've had an Emily on the show before, and he was happy.
You know what? Emily's are cool. I'm not even gonna lie. All Emily's are cool. The ones that I didn't get.
Yeah, I have no problems with her if I wasn't married to her.
Huh?
I'd have no problems with her if we weren't married. But oh man.
Yeah.
The iceberg just went.
Yep. Dion Roosman went over Thesis.
Oh baby.
Again, another
Ooh,
guy.
Shout out to Ironheart.
Big shout out to Ironheart.
Big shout out to Ironheart.
That was
bro.
Match number two. Crushing
he just
it.
Looked at you.
What's that?
He just looked at you.
The iceberg?
Yeah.
All right. Which one of his icebergs?
Yes.
Just kidding. With his big, beautiful eyes. Yeah. Big old blue eyes.
White lady got a black baby. Yeah.
Who's next?
I have no idea. However.
Ooh, with the hair flip.
I just scouted one of my opponents for tomorrow night.
He knows what he's doing.
So I know what to look out for.
Wait, you're fighting him tomorrow night?
Not Dion, hell no.
That's Spartan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. What if he uses my move by putting the helmet on to defend himself? Would you be mad? What if I go give him some pointers about your weaknesses?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gonna do that to me?
I told Can you, I? Brock, is he talking. He wonder why I'm on his ass today. Listen to what he just said. He's gonna go tell on you about your secret moves.
Yeah,
That's
right, Jason Rage. I'm the creator of chaos, not you.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, shit.
I said, tell Thesis to bring a 9mm handgun. That's the only reason. Only way you're putting me down.
Woo!
Well, that's aggressive.
I am the king of the dead.
Nice.
But you can't deny that pop.
I like that. Yeah, I didn't like the helmet, to be honest. I thought it looked kind of dumb.
I took to find the loudest fan of the evening.
Oh my god.
The loudest fan I like to give a prize to. So, where are you at here?
Is that you? Why are you doing that? Miko. I know, but put your microphone away.
I'm going to put you through this table.
You know what? I want to be put through the table.
Well, I still got some time.
I do.
What is going on today?
I do.
You having a rough day?
No, my day was awesome. I woke up smelled my finger.
Oh,
I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
That's fine if you weren't.
Obviously. No matter what, pure cooter.
Big Red's back. That makes me happy.
Big cooter. That guy right there?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. I think you like every guy. Except for me. Except for me.
I love look at it, Miko.
I like her. I don't like her because she's black. Yeah, because she's black. Her character is
what
pretty
about
good.
Jungle Girl?
Yep. She's physical.
What?
She's physical.
Yep. Yeah.
Huh?
She's like a little
muscles. Oh, the snuff red.
Yikes. That was a pretty good move. I've never seen that before. I think she's got me hooked.
I like the attitude.
I was going to say, that was smooth.
I love the attitude.
And her opponent.
She has her business cut out for her tonight, though.
Who's she fighting?
Heather Monroe.
Is that Ali's girlfriend?
Or yep.
Fiance? I like them. They're very nice. I root for them in life and in the ring.
I said this on the last podcast. David Ali is good people.
That's correct. Well, I would love to get him on here tonight. Where's he at?
Is getting ready and prepared.
Emily, have you ever considered getting in the ring now that he's doing it?
We were talking about it not that long ago. I mean, I currently have bruises on my chest from a few chops that I've taken.
There you go.
Got cracked with a kendo stick. Got cracked with a crutch covered in barbed wire.
Are you crying for help right now?
No. We do this shit for fun. This is legitimately what we do at home.
Okay, well.
And also, part of the reason I am here still is because of this one. So, I have to put that out there.
Why? Because she let you do all that?
No. Other things.
Oh, okay.
Can we take a moment to talk about our 4-year-old beating the shit out of you with a kendo stick?
Oh, yeah. Remind me when we're done with this to show you that video because it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I want to see it.
Even KD was like, She got sound off of that, like.
That four-year-old.
What'd you do to piss a four-year-old off?
Existed.
Yeah. It's true.
I just exist and people hate me. What can I say?
Ouch.
I mean, same.
I think we both. I think me and her both exist and just people hate us.
What's her name, Alexander? What's her name in the purple?
In the purple, that's Heather Monroe.
Oh,
do you like her?
No, I just thought it was that Amber Star. Is it Amber Star? What's her name?
Sierra. Sierra's the one you like. Sierra, I think, is the one you like.
No, it's another girl.
Huh. Anywho.
To the fuck internet.
He pulled out the phone real quick.
To the internet.
Is she doing squats?
Yeah, why aren't they fighting? I'm missing this. Oh, is she warming up?
She's warming up. Then you could have done that. You had time to do that in the back.
Yeah,
you know.
True.
Bucks you win. That's who she fought the last time, too, didn't it? Or was it a different girl?
Different girl.
Different girl?
Sierra.
That's who I was. Okay, yep.
What's with the white things on her face?
That's kind of cute.
What are they?
Jewels.
You think?
Yep. It ain't what you think.
Were you going dirty with that? I wasn't thinking dirty, but that's funny. Yeah.
What else? She just forgot something on her face?
No, it's an interesting look. Three white dots.
Oh.
They're not that sparkly like jewelry.
Jesus.
Your vision is so much better than mine. You count three.
I got like 8, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Now I know I see more than three.
What comes after four?
What?
Seven.
What are we talking about? The jewels on her face?
Yeah.
Is it jewels? Are they paint?
They're little dots.
There are three dots. It is three dots.
Yeah,
it
see?
Seems like it's a lot
Oh, gosh.
More.
This is going to be so boring for people to listen to.
Don't shake her hand. Don't do it. See, I told you. She's smart enough. See this shit? Nope. Oh.
They're really negotiating up there.
I think so. Oh.
Not her hair.
Yep.
Oh.
See, look how they kick their legs right there. Why don't you do that when you're in the air or something? I think that would look cool.
Just start flailing.
I know. Someone put you in and was about to do a suplex. If you start kicking, it would be pretty fun to see.
Why are you waving inflatable flailing tube man?
Kinda. Depending on how erratic you get with it and loose and all that. But I can see it happening.
A lot of air.
Good shit, Heather.
Oh.
You would think the other wrestler would grab that shit a lot.
See, I can't do a backhand spring.
That's why you go to training and learn.
I was a cheerleader in high school at one point, too, and I could not even do a backhand spring then.
Oh.
Can we hear a cheer?
It's required for then. It might not be required
for us. Can we hear a cheer?
Fuck no. I started cheerleading on a bet.
What high school?
Did you win?
No.
You lost the bet? Oh, because you lost the bet, so you had a cheerleader.
Yeah.
What was the bet?
It was on a soccer game.
Were you like, played?
Hold on. Keep going. You got to get to the end of the story. I'm not just going to stop halfway through.
Oh, my gosh. So
you bet on a soccer game.
I bet on a soccer game. And the friend was a really, really big soccer fan. I was at the time as well.
Are we talking about like FIFA? Are we talking about like high school?
Like high school soccer.
No, like.
Like Little League?
No.
Red team versus green team? You guys were just on the sideline hustling bad bucks?
At 10:30 gym time?
Yeah.
I was rooting for some of my Mexican soccer teams, Chivas specifically.
Okay.
Are you part Mexican?
Yeah.
You look it.
Really? Most people say I'm a white-ass looking Mexican.
It's the tattoo. It's the tattoo for me.
You don't know how many times I've heard that, too.
You say that too?
I'm saying like how many people are just like, you look like a white ass Mexican. What are we doing over here? Oh my God.
That's loud.
Dear Lord.
I didn't even see the black girl, the wrestler on me. I thought that was somebody in the crowd.
I think her lung just flew.
Yeah, that was a big whack. I wonder if we got an audio of it. Oh, Michael's getting the video. I'll go get it from Michael later.
Oh dear.
Who was Michael? Y'all have no head, buddy.
That's because me and Michael like to talk
Guys,
shit
I
to
give
each other.
Up. I gotta retire.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. That shit sounded like it hurt. God damn. Oh.
Oof. That's what you get.
Painful.
I would grab her hair. That's a lot of hair.
That is. That's a lot of hair.
Should be bald head in the motherfucker about time to match.
That sounds like a shot.
You got something to drink?
Wait a second. Did we get to the bottom of your soccer thing? You just bet against someone and your team lost in soccer?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. And then
this was in high school?
It was in high school.
I was really hoping you had some crazy, like, bookie stories with high school soccer betting.
Oh, no.
Like she cutting off fingers and shit?
Yeah, like she was, like, skipping class to go bet on soccer games.
I was skipping class for other reasons, but not for the soccer game.
You're just full of trouble.
We're just...
Hey, Chris, is this what attracted you to her? Her dangerous side? It's because she's dangerous.
I think I'm probably more crazy than he is.
You should carry around fake blood. It'd be way crazier if you did it.
I heard what he said the first time. I heard it.
What'd I say?
I don't know. What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Fake blood?
Oh.
You threw me off, Miko.
Okay.
Anyway, damn, all of us got squirrel brain or something.
Kind of. Well, that's kind of, I got to keep talking. Wait, should we see which one of you is weirder?
Me?
What's the weirdest thing you did today?
Weirdest thing I did today?
Yeah.
I didn't really do anything weird today.
We just woke up with hangovers.
Yeah. Woke up hungovers all hell. I went to work.
What were you guys drinking? What's your favorite drink?
Currently, Hard Mountain Dew.
What?
Hard Mountain Dew.
They make a hard Mountain Dew now?
They make a hard Mountain Dew.
They make Hard Mountain Dew and Hard Mountain Dew. That is a good one. No caffeine whatsoever.
They finna drop the drinking,
no caffeine.
Drinking age.
Nope. That's probably smart.
They're not pulling a Four Loko.
No, because
that's getting fucking drunk.
No, if
Four Loko?
Yeah.
That's like death in a can. Yeah.
If you remember the original Four Locos, those were energy drinks and malt beverages at the same time.
No shit?
Yeah. Motherfuckers were like dying or like passing out, fucking all kinds of
shit. You're trying to drink a 12 pack of that shit, bro. You can only drink two of them, bro.
Only one.
Yeah, really? I don't like sweet things, but my woman.
I have
that's
one.
That's all
of
I like sweet.
I have one of those and I'm like, my coffee. Look, a strawberry. My coffee. I have two Four Locos. I'm like,
what do you like?
I said I have one Four Loko and I go, oh, look, stop it. And then I have another one and I'm like,
I want to get this guy some Four Locos. They still
you
sell.
You want to hear that sound?
Yeah. I want to watch him.
I mean, come over to the crib after the show.
Can I get you drunk and watch you?
What the fuck?
Quite amusing.
I bet it would be.
She has.
Seems spunky.
She says quite amusing.
You're probably happy drunk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he ever get angry when he's drunk?
No.
Does he ever get sad about things?
No.
I can, but...
Does he ever watch, like, a weird movie and, like, start crying during a weird time?
No.
So if we want to get weird, that's something weird to talk about.
Okay, hold on. That was fucking cool. I'm going to steal that shit. Sorry.
You can't steal those. Those are girl moves.
Oi!
What?
Yeah, you. Just see that. That's a asshole, bro.
That is
take a shot at you and the girls.
Yeah. That is a bona fide statement that I've heard like three times. You an asshole, bro.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
You do know that our show used to have three other members, right? Our show used to have three other members, but Miko's the only one left.
Yeah, guys, it's work.
He came the latest.
I wasn't late.
You're right on time, baby.
Like
six, right on time.
The CD combo. Cool. See, I was late in his eyes. I was late.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Nope, I didn't hear you.
I'm saying as far as people who are on the podcast, like you were the last person
this might
to
be
join
my
us.
Last show.
No. Is he contracted?
He can't.
I'm quitting.
In a way, yeah.
I'm quitting nothing. Nothing I can quit.
What'd she do?
Cut it off.
Santana. I mean, no. Amina's been working that arm. So
I'm thinking of like next week though, when we really get it going.
Yeah.
Yep, we go to the Mall of America, downtown.
You want to talk to people?
Well, shit. Talk or whatever we're going to do. Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, is she cooking
now? Oh,
there it is. Backpack stunner.
That's what that's called?
Yes, sir.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, backpack stunner. backpack stunner.
Did you ever give your friends a backpack growing up? Is it a thing, or is that just my generation? Wow. Do you know what a backpack is? Do you?
Hell no.
Yeah, I knew.
That's just you. Yeah. Just looking down on people.
What?
That's just you.
I was going to say, explain for the class.
What a backpack is? You just run up behind someone and jump on their back, and then you yell, backpack.
Oh, you got it.
Like you're their backpack.
Super, I mean, we super did that, but we favorite never, like, awesome named
guys.
It.
They were super favorite awesome guys. They were favorite awesome guys. We're all three of them letters today.
I've never heard that term, but I can read between the lines. I like it. Your favorite of those guys? Favorite. Oh, I see. Three awesome guys. All right, sorry. I got it.
Don't jump on my back. I can hold you up, man.
Okay. Yeah. I bet you could. You're strong.
Yeah. We gonna fall.
That's not holding me up.
You definitely gonna fall.
The hollering is real.
Yeah.
That shit hurt.
Hey, Chris, have you ever had to tap out?
I seen him tap out the first time we seen him fight.
With
Did you tap?
No. No? At the backyard? No.
Ooh.
She is destroying her arm.
Why is she just going for that arm?
I hope that's not her dominant
hand.
That's
our special
weak
arm.
Spot.
That's our special arm. That's our right arm.
You can't sign your checks.
Like, now she's just using her legs. Smart move.
All that hair cushioned that kick.
You think so?
Yeah. Now, if she was kicking Dallas in the head, that shit would heal. She'll feel that.
Yeah.
See, back to the flailing.
Hey.
Right, the flailing legs, it works.
Hey, Emily, have you ever thought about being his manager?
Again, something that we have talked about and heavily considered.
Yeah. Y'all talk about it when y'all drunk.
We talk about it when we're drunk, when we're sober. I mean, we are quite literally, when
could
we are
you do
drunk.
It?
Could I do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, could you?
Babe, could I do it?
She can do whatever the fuck she wants. Shit. Well,
I know.
She's supportive.
He said that because I asked her the question, so therefore she was supposed to answer the question.
I'll say this.
She looked over to him and said, babe, can I do it?
I can handle my own. I can handle my own.
Shit, she can whoop a man's ass.
I have whooped a man's ass.
Whoa,
now nudge his shoulder like that.
Arena.
Who
won? Arena.
What's her name?
Arena.
Amina. Amina Belmont.
Arena. Arena.
All right.
Also won by cheating.
Oh, she won? I knew it. Hey.
Oh, Black she's giving power. The loser sign.
Black power.
That's all right. That's good. That's a good thing for you.
It's got to be the wildest podcast in the world.
Today.
I was going to say, you have one of the most unhinged people. Like, between me and Icarus, like, we don't have a filter.
No, we don't.
That's why you belong here. That's what we do at Coleman. We're protected. Well, I don't know. We used to have a guy in here with autism. That really helped, but I threatened to rip his throat out and staple it to the wall, and you know how that goes.
Yep, he drove him away.
Shouldn't do it.
Don't
just shouldn't
me
do it.
It was a good time.
It was a very close. Somebody likes to get choked.
He's here, too.
Oh, man, who's next?
Well, there it is. Mr. Andrew J.
That's the guy I got in trouble with last time.
What did you get in trouble for?
I threw the microphone.
Oh, that's right.
I was too excited in the ring.
Mic drop.
I couldn't handle myself. No, it was
a
throw.
No, it wasn't a mic drop. It was a mic throw.
Yeah, I threw it behind me.
He acted like he really killed the show. Like
I know.
He just kicked it.
I know.
Ran this shit, made it exactly what it was.
I don't know what came over me.
I swear, it was the coolest fucking outro. I ever seen.
Yeah.
I swear you jumped through the fucking middle rope.
Yeah, no. It
was sweet. It was great.
I swear you was gonna get stuck.
Don't.
I did too, right?
Gosh.
I swear. Hey, cha-la-la.
Oh, now we have to sing happy birthday to this guy?
Whose birthday is it?
The guy who got mad at me last time. The sound guy.
Oh, so you're not gonna sing to him?
I'm not singing to him. I will. I'm not gonna actually.
Happy birthday. Hey.
I should be mad at him. I did everything
wrong.
No, right.
Blow them candles up.
You're right.
Blow the candles up.
I'm sorry.
Blow the candles up. That's what.
Give our receipt and
I love that.
Can I say, can I say something, though? That guy right there.
I was waiting for RJ to go in for some cuddles.
No, seriously.
Too far.
I'm going to put him over, too. Like, one of the best sound guys I've ever worked with.
Is the memory part like that big?
Unsung like heroes of wrestling.
Yeah, no, seriously.
The high one?
Yeah.
It's coming out now.
Then.
I should really just wait.
Oh.
Whoa! Hold on.
That's
Rampage?
You said same time?
Rampage.
Yo, Rampage, come say me hi. Come say hi.
Rampage.
How you been, buddy?
Hey,
that's all we get.
Come on,
same time.
Yeah, here, I'll come with you.
Cool,
we'll go find him.
He's too cool for us.
I'll be back, guys. All right, we just last hit Chris now, too.
Rampage, come fill in.
I gotta go to Ristin. You wanna watch what I did last night?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we lost him.
You know, watch what I did last night.
This man really, I guess they're going to get wrist tape, but this man really just took a hit off my babe.
To get wrist tape?
Ramping.
Wrist tape.
At wrist tape.
That is ramping.
No, yeah, see, that's where they're going, and they're going to get wrist tape.
Hey, have you ever, hey,
Rampage just came and abducted our
family. Have you ever had the mango?
Is that Ali?
What is that, blow pop?
Hey.
Murder.
Who's shirt is that?
I'm showing off your shirt, buddy.
Oh,
here we go. That's right, David Ali. David Ali, that's right, baby. Right there, baby.
Hey, cool, how's everybody doing? Let's go. David Ali is back in the house, baby.
Woo!
Yo.
Hit it.
That made me happy.
I just made so today.
Good job.
Again.
No. What's that? You did. Good job.
No,
because we talk about Ali all the time on here. We love David Ali. And he just came over to say hi.
David's good shit.
Oh, it's Ali. Just on the back of his coat. On the back of his coat.
He's really, like, he's just
amped
trying to get
up.
Everybody worked up, too.
Yeah,
he's on a whole other planet right now.
Yeah, he goes for it. I wish I could have got more people here for him this time.
I mean, it looks like we ran out.
I cannot do the boot. You need to put some fucking shorts on.
That's the thing that bugs
me about rap.
It's
a fucking Speedos.
I love how he has side conversations with people who aren't on the podcast.
Well, you guys right, ain't talking like, to me.
Well, I'm sorry, Miko. What are you talking about, should, David Ali?
Oh, you're right.
He was talking about ass cheeks and Speedos.
Were you?
Who?
You.
Not you a damn lie.
What were we talking about?
Ass cheeks and Speedos. Don't even
what
cap.
What were we talking about?
I'm just looking over there on my phone. Cause I do like ass cheeks. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I do, though.
Does it matter who they belong to?
No, it, no. I like cheeks. Look at them thighs right there.
What was your line? Country thighs. What was your line?
Huh?
What was your line?
I forgot.
We were at the drive thru and came up with the gay one.
Can I get them thighs and fries?
I don't know.
Thighs and fries.
Would that line work
fries.
On you, thighs and fries? That's
thighs
what he said to some fast food.
Hey,
come here.
Hey, girl, where you get them thighs from? Where'd you get that from?
Well, let's take this time to get to know Emily. Where are you from?
Born and raised in Robbinsdale.
Well, that's all we wanted to know.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm not that interesting, I promise.
I bet you are. I bet we can ask you some sweet questions. Ready?
Well, your nails look good.
You ready?
Thank you. I do them myself.
Yes. They look good.
Look at that. You're more interesting than you thought.
Oh, because I do my own nail?
Because
okay, well,
she's a female.
That's true. Let's find out how interesting she is by asking some burning questions. Are you ready?
So that's not going to help to find out who she is.
Oh, really? This question will answer everything you've ever wanted to know about Emily. You ready?
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, you picked it for her.
No, I just found it in here. What's something you can't go a day without doing?
Ha!
Coffee.
Mm. Coffee.
Straight up.
A must. You have to have it.
I have to have caffeine in some way, shape, or form. Like, I have heavily considered trying to figure out how to make a caffeine IV drip work.
Oh, wow.
Without dying.
With the drip. With the drip.
Do you get really bad headaches when you don't drink coffee?
What about all the Mountain Dew? What about the Mountain Dew you drank last night?
There's no caffeine in it.
There's no caffeine in Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow.
And it's zero sugar.
Yeah. And does it taste like Mountain Dew?
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
Oh, that's probably dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Yeah. You had a good time, though.
Oh, definitely. Took a couple of cracks with the kendo stick. It's fine.
Violence happened last night, huh?
What is that?
Oh, wow.
What did you dominatrix it?
it's like a sword.
It's a sword?
Yeah. It's like a
or a stick.
Bamboo training sword.
And it's like a sword.
And it's open, right? Is it all the way closed all the way around? Or is it like split?
It's like hollow, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's hollow.
Okay, so
it's made of like four separate pieces that are wrapped together.
Okay, there we go.
You should have brought a kendo stick here.
We could have whacked each other.
Oh, wow.
You got the kendo stick with you.
The kendo stick is right next to the bag.
Let her hit you with it.
How hard were you hitting him?
Oh, fuck that. Don't get pussy.
Okay.
That's fine.
Go get it.
No, I crack him with it.
Fuck. So just crack him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Where do you do it?
Come on. Drop the mic.
Where do you do it? I let you do it. Where do you do it though?
Where do you want it?
On the back.
You gotta stand and go that way.
I will. Are we doing it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go get the kendo stick.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yes. You're gonna have to mic that shit though.
Yeah. You have to what?
You're gonna have to mic it.
Okay. I'll put the mic on my back.
No.
Wait.
Drop the mic.
Verbal reaction.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Drop the mic. You're going to drop the mic.
No, I won't.
You won't?
No, I won't. I don't even notice I'm doing it. Hey, Carter.
Yeah,
Carter.
That's what he's doing.
Carter.
He said he ain't going to drop the mic.
Do it. Carter, I need you to take a video.
Boom. He's finna get hit with a stick.
With a kendo stick.
You want to get hit with the kendo stick? Hey, he's up too. You want to get hit with a stick?
He's not going to get hit with that.
No? Huh?
All right, Carter, get ready.
You're videotaping him.
Stand up. Let's get over this way.
You got it. Come on, let her get some.
Hold on.
Bro, step out.
Yeah.
Step out.
I don't know what your Ebonics means sometimes.
Step out to the fucking tent.
There you go. That's a full sentence. Thank you.
That's a full sentence.
Is this really hard? You're going to do it to him?
Look at his face.
Okay.
Scary him. Hit it.
Oh. Did you hit him with your purse or what?
Wow. Wow, he said that you hit him with your purse. So, yeah. Ah!
That was a bigger purse.
That purse had a gun.
It's not that bad.
Not that bad.
Is this what you guys do for fun? You want to do it?
Hell no, I got a bad back.
Are you going to hit me with it?
No, I'm not going to hit you. Hell no.
I was going to say, if you're going to.
I will hit you in the head.
That's not that bad.
Can I see it? So, is it loose or is it. Oh!
She's going.
Carter, I don't think you took the video.
That's what Asian kids.
Carter, I don't think you took the video, knucklehead.
In Japan, in China, that's what they get hit with. Yeah. Yep. Huh? If they get disciplined, they get disciplined with those sticks. Yeah, I watched a documentary on it. Yep. Yes, sir. Yes.
Show me the video out there.
You didn't videotape it?
Let Icarus do it. Yeah. He's more stiff.
I want to see him do it.
Yeah, who will?
Tell me.
I wish the hell no.
Icarus is more stiff.
You going to hit him with it?
It's not on there.
I mean,
of course. But no, I wouldn't, yeah.
Did you hear that? Carter didn't even get the video of it.
What the hell? What happened to pictures or it didn't happen?
I know. That's all right. We'll just have to do it again.
Ah, that can be arranged.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, no. I got to.
And now Icarus has a chair. Who are we smacking with chairs?
Hit you twice, right?
Oh my God!
What the Icarus, where were you?
I had to go talk to my tribal chief.
Come on, let's go again.
You acknowledge your tribal chief?
We'll do it. We'll do it after this one.
Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage.
So hit him. We're gonna film it again. Hit him.
What? Yeah, we're going to each hit each other?
What are we doing?
You missed okay, that's two fine. Cracks with the kendo stick.
Yeah, I took it. It wasn't bad.
Step out the tent.
Thank you for using a full sentence. Then I can understand
step
you.
Step out.
Step out. Step
motherfucker,
out.
The door is that way. Out, so no matter out. What, go that way out the tent.
Where is there a door?
Exactly, right?
If you don't know where the exit, you're confused on what the hell he was saying.
If you don't know where the exit signs are, I see why your hair is blue.
Exit sign's right there.
You dyed your hair blue,
I
see why.
Wrong way.
There's an exit sign right there and right here. Yep, two of them, buddy.
Yeah, what does that have to do with a door on a
I
tent?
I don't know. Because I told him to step out.
The tent is one big exit.
I just told him to step out the tent.
As long as you don't hit one of these four poles, you're fine.
Whatever. That's why I said step out the fucking tent.
You know what?
Beautiful suplex. Oh.
So you're going to call the cops? Oh, my goodness. You're going to write a letter.
Three amigos? Is he going to do it?
What are we doing?
Suplex.
Denied.
Yeah.
Absolutely denied.
He's the savior.
I can also
that's how hard it is.
I can also attest, David Ali is one of the hardest hitting people I've been in the ring.
Is he? Is it hurt when he hits you?
Is he stiffer than you?
Yeah. You want to get hit with it? Yep.
Yep.
She hitting people with sticks and stepping on their balls.
So. Whoa, what did I miss?
Hang on, I got the shit-kicking boots on.
Doc Martens.
That's like an advertisement for him.
This is not an ad.
Yeah, it is.
I bet you it'll go viral.
It's my chance.
It'll go viral.
So much for
to get shot today?
Look at those.
Who's getting shot?
Get one.
Oh.
Hell nah. You hit me with that stick, man. We fighting, bro.
Hey, give me my stick. Give me my BBC.
You want that? You know what?
Oh, heavens. This is really popping off here. Yeah, you guys are bad at narrating what you're doing.
Just unhinged, yeah. Passing around kendo sticks.
I have one brain cell and a kendo stick.
You have the brain cell.
Yeah, what's the story
today?
Behind this kendo stick? Where'd you get that?
Me.
You into kendo or?
No,
just kendo sticks.
Just kendo sticks.
Okay, there we go. We're getting somewhere with this interview.
No.
We're learning more about you.
He's the one that asked for it, so.
That's true.
I did.
You had mentioned wanting to do some matches with kendo sticks, but you didn't have any. So
you didn't have any. I checked my closet. I didn't have any lying around. I don't know what happened.
So me being the amazing, wonderful,
that shit. Now that right there was cold as hell. That was like the best wrestling move I've ever seen.
Come on, Internet. David.
Damn it. That was a good answer.
What is he?
You got a lot of stuff on there.
Where do you get anything?
That's a good answer.
Oh.
You're right.
Internet.
Yep.
Get anything on there.
Can't get a lot of stuff.
What is he
turning into a tech podcast? People are going to be so captivated by our breakdown of the internet.
Oh!
Oh, knee to the face, huh?
Code breaker.
Did they both just die?
A little bit.
Yeah. This is fucking neat.
See, that made my knees hurt just to see him drop out the ring like that.
I know, that's what I don't like, the outside of the ring. Is the outside of the ring really hard? It's a dumb question. Of course it is. It's a ground. It's the same ground I'm standing on. I can feel how hard it is.
I have taken a brain buster on the floor. I can tell you it is very unpleasant.
I was going to say, is this concrete under here? What's up?
I bumped on this.
You bumped on.
Did I tell you I officially signed up for starting September 2nd? I'm in.
You did it?
I'm in. As the last spot.
Nice.
I'm going to the academy. I'm going to finally make something out of myself, become a pro wrestler.
I mean, it's something that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I want you in the ring.
You want me in the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
You too. I'm just going to kick the shit out of you.
Bring it on, boy. You better bring real blood from your body.
He did that, what, last weekend?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, dude, a hardcore match, remember?
Yeah.
When I was talking about that on the last interview.
Yeah.
I remember.
You brought your own blood? Or you made your own blood come out. Blood, okay.
You made him bleed his own blood.
Also had to have thumbtacks removed from my back.
Oh, and yeah. Ass. Hardcore. How was that? Tell us about that.
Oh, my God. It is an experience. Yeah. I mean, doing a normal match is one thing, but doing a hardcore match is...
Yeah.
It's a whole other beast. There is a lot of mental preparation for that. Just knowing what, you know, pain you're going to go through. And, like, just, like, I mean, taking a barbed wire crush to the back, that hurt. Thumbtacks, table, getting hit in the cookie sheets, all kinds of stuff. It's a whole different animal. I'm still sore and covered in cuts from the match, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, that looks like a deep one.
Yeah.
My hand, bruised elbow.
Yeah. Who'd you fight?
Jason Rage and Ryan Gallagher.
Oh, Jason Rage.
Yeah.
Ranger.
Shout out Jason Rage, by the way.
Yeah, man. You get a lot of shout outs on the show, Jason.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but you don't put people over.
Gotta sell it.
What's that?
Gotta sell it.
Oh.
Ali can't lose. He's good.
There, it looked like they kind of messed up. No?
Oh!
Oh. He looked like he got out. He was like
a lot
lost
of knee in the chest.
Come on, what time?
Hey, have you ever heard of a dude?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're having little sidebars.
I know. I keep forgetting to talk on this podcast.
These guys are kind of the problem with these. Killing it, by the way.
You know? Yeah. We'll try and edit in later. We'll
block me out.
We'll save the commentary for the last two.
No way.
Save the commentary.
Oh! Jeez, that looked good.
You're going to cut me out the podcast? It's okay. I'm going to come back anyway.
Are you pretty good at doing flips, Icarus?
No.
He's too tall.
Yeah.
Is that not your issue? Is that you're too tall?
It's not that. It's just I'm not. That's not my shit. Can't do it. I know I can't do it either.
You're telling me you're not going to do a moonsault?
I could if I wanted to. I just have to.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Just watch your legs on the ropes.
Oh, shit.
Dick to the face.
That's a lot of balls to his face right now. See, would that piss you off if you're up there?
Oh!
That was close.
Oh! Halo!
Of course, Ali would win. Wasn't even worried.
Was that even a question?
Yeah.
Seriously, though, dick to the face. Like.
Kick to the face?
Why does that happen?
Dick to the face.
There was a power bomb.
At least get him some hard Mountain Dews first, right, guys?
Damn.
Buy me dinner first?
Oh, that's bright. Is Royal Flava here tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't seen them rest in a while. Heck yeah. That's great news.
Hold on. Oh, we cutting a promo?
I'm gonna cut it to some time. Hopefully I can get some forgiveness later. What y'all think about Isaiah Moore?
Told him to come back. I like that. He kick his ass and say, hey, yeah, come back so I kick your ass again.
David Ali being a class act, by the way, is great. That's some fucking class act shit.
No, man, I'd say that guy's like the complete package, isn't he? With everything. There's some guys who are really good at the showmanship, some that are really good at the wrestling.
He's awesome at both. He's really got it down.
How long has he been around?
A little bit longer than I have.
Yeah.
I want to say when I talk to him.
yeah.
I swear it was like a little bit. Oh, beautiful. All right, people. We're going to take a quick break on the podcast.
Stand for it.
Sign up for Coal Mine. We'll be back.